This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson takes over today from Bob Dole on Face Off. The issue we'll debate in a moment is whether Al Simpson ought to take over from Bob Dole as Senate Republican leader, too. Welcome to Face Off, Al. I have a lot of friends in the wide open spaces of your state of Wyoming, and I'm going to enjoy pointing out the wide open spaces in your logic. You've always called them as you see them, Al, and that's why you have such broad respect in the Senate. So how about calling this one, Al? Bob Dole is running for president at the same time he's Republican leader of the Senate. As the saying goes, if you want a tough job done, give it to a busy man, but this is ridiculous. Those responsibilities don't mix, do they, Al? Don't be bashful. You'd make a pretty good Republican leader yourself if Bob Dole decides to stop juggling his two important jobs.
Now that is quite a suggestion, Ted, and I'd be honored to lead the party in the Senate. But I'd rather be majority leader than minority leader. Let's put Republicans back in the majority in next year's elections. We Republicans are ready to do the heavy lifting once again. We're the only ones who ever made a tough budget vote since I've been here. And while we're at it, my friend Bob Michael would make an extraordinary Speaker of the House. And how about a Republican majority there too, Ted? In fact, why not go for a grand slam and put another Republican in the White House in 1988? Someone who can build on Ronald Reagan's legacy. 58 consecutive months of economic growth. Quite frankly, Ted, your current crop of candidates reminds me of Wyoming's Powder River, a mile wide and an inch deep. Thanks for the kind words, though, Ted, and I'm honored to take up the reins of this program from a capable guy like Bob Dole. So hang on tight, as they say in Wyoming, and you rode once at Frontier Days, Ted. Here we come out of chute number four. This is Al Simpson. Does Ted Kennedy have the political courage to cap entitlement spending? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.